Hello, everybody. This is Rick Runnels, and this is the Affair Recovery Q&A, and it's January 10th, 2010. So let's begin. First question. Recently, my wife and I had a conversation about simplifying our lives to run our own business. It was a hypothetical conversation, since we know that financially we're not there yet. One of my ideas was to only have one mobile phone line to save money. She immediately disclosed the idea, dismissed the idea that she thought I was trying. She said she thought I was trying to have way more control over her. She stated that she still wants her own identity. I thought that was weird because it seems that, like, she still does not want to be known as one. She has yet to add me to her bank account and give me access. The only thing I have access to are social accounts like Facebook and email accounts. I'm afraid if I ask for this again, she'll think I want control over her when all I want is to feel safe. Is there something that, it's something that's been on my mind since we had this conversation. Should I be worried about this? I think that a good place to start in this sort of situation is really trying to listen and understand their fears, to hear them. I think oftentimes if you can let your mate just speak and you reflect their feelings and you let them know you're not trying to convince them of your point, but if you can really, I think, do what I call heartfelt listening, it is a great way of beginning to open up a safe dialogue. It's one where you're not judging. I find that when couples feel more connected, that it helps a great deal with them not feeling controlled. I don't think from what you're describing here that you have a lot to worry about. I do think that trying to establish identities and separateness within a relationship is a struggle. And it sounds like just being able to communicate it has been a difficult thing. And her unwillingness to engage or her trepidation maybe coming towards you and joining things, certainly, I can see why that would create a great deal of fear. The fact that she's giving you access to media, social media and things like that, I think is really good. And email accounts, that's really important. It sounds like the issues are more around financial at this point. So I would just let the relationship grow. I would certainly try to understand, just seek to understand, abandon your own point of view and try to understand hers. Don't even make the point of yours. But as long as she knows that you're just listening to her and you're not judging her, you're not being reactive to her, but you're just trying to understand her, once that need is met in her, I think she'll be able to come back and listen to you. So I wouldn't be worried at this point, but I would try to listen to her and see if you can make a deeper connection. Next question. It's Brooke from ARC Marriage Weekend in July. Ty and I are 8 months into it, and we're doing really well for the most part. We're still doing the aftercare program. We haven't missed a call, and I've learned a lot of tools. I truly believe Ty's heart is only with me now, but I've still struggled daily. January and February are the months that their relationship was physical, and I can't stop the images and intrusive thoughts of them together. Any ideas of how to help me have a clear head, especially during sex? Also, I'm really curious. Do the affair partners think about us? With it being this time of year, she stayed with her husband and her family. Do they give us a second thought, or are we, the hurt spouse, being the ones really tortured? Thanks for any help and advice. Could it be I haven't been able to forgive her yet? Well, probably, in all honesty, the one that was unfaithful isn't thinking about you. The reality is they're probably just grateful to be back. If she went with her family, to be back with her family. If she thinks about you, it's probably going to be her concern about her husband thinking about, you know, him. But her heart's not going to be focused on you. Your problem, I think, is a common problem. We always say at 12 months, people have a great deal of struggle. And it's just because it's an anniversary time. Remember that that is 12 months ago, and you've got 8 months or 10 months of good time. Try to stay focused as much as you can on this day. Each day, write down, I think, positive things that you see, progress the two of you have made. Try your best not to go jumping time zones and getting sucked back into a time that was a year ago. I think it's going to take a concerted effort on your part not to go there. One of the things I recommend since you mentioned having sex is always have eyes open sex. If you'll keep eye contact with him, I think you'll find it allows you to be more present in the moment. If you close your eyes, you're more likely to have images flashing of things in the past that may have happened with them. If you start having intrusive thoughts, one of the things, and you're being sexual, I'd recommend that you stop and back up, and the two of you just connect. Make sure he's there with you, and then if you want to go at it again, go at it again. If you want to wait till the next night, wait till the next night. But always try to keep your eyes open and stay focused in the moment with him, and I think that'll help some. And you will get through this. This anniversary will pass. I just hope it isn't too tumultuous for you. Next question. I don't know what to do. My husband and I attended EMS. I've discovered more lies. He's never been willing to disclose information. Leslie strongly recommended waiting 3 months after EMS before making dramatic decisions, but it seems that nothing has changed. Have we come to the point where I should ask for a polygraph or ask him to leave? How should I handle the additional information I've discovered? Also, he doesn't want to talk to anyone or find other accountability partners besides me. What can I do if he doesn't want to change or talk to anyone else? It is extremely frustrating, I think. First off, the leaking out of information makes it almost impossible for trust to be reestablished. And if that happens long enough, I think absolutely the polygraph may become a possibility in the future. I would hope over time that you can see his heart. I mean, it depends on how you're finding information out. If he's coming to you and trying to come clean, that's one thing. If he continues to get caught, that presents a much deeper concern. So if he's trying to be open with you, then I don't know that there's a necessity for a polygraph. But if he keeps getting caught, and if he's not getting help, then I would have personally grave concerns. You do not need to be his accountability partner. I will say this again. You do not need to be his accountability partner. It is shame and pride that keeps us from hooking up with other people to get help. And it is pride that will always cause us to stumble and relapse. And if nothing else, whether or not you do a polygraph, I would certainly hope that he would get help. Not knowing anything else about your situation, being with other people that he can talk to is going to be imperative, especially since it appears that he has trouble being truthful with you, that because that's very difficult for him, he's going to need to be with other individuals that he can be comfortable with. Otherwise, my fear would be he will continue to have trouble just learning how to be honest. And I can tell you, nothing does better than having a group of other men who can share and, I guess, set an example of what rigorous honesty looks like. So you just, and it almost helps detoxify the shame. And without that, I would suspect you would have problems. So I hope that helps a little bit. And I wish you well.